Friends. I'm Ayan Silver in Milwaukee.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More info is available at Hewlett.org. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's take on the King of Egypt here on Kansas Public Radio, an interlude from that. An old recording of the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra with Dimitri Mitropoulos conducting. How interesting. Good morning. I'm Destiny, and you are listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 17 degrees out and sunny. It's cold. I've got a Mozart clarinet concerto coming up at the bottom of the hour, and up next, some lovely Haydn. I'd like to give a special shout out to Mally Sisson of Manhattan. She's a longtime listener member and hoping for lovely spring weather, supporting classical music here on KPR. Many thanks from everyone here at KPR for your support, Mally. And I agree. I would like the spring weather to stay. That snow was not very funny yesterday. This Haydn Symphony is kind of funny. It's one that hasn't been played in a while on KPR. It's a short one during his Esterhazy period. Those periods are often named after who he was working for. This is number 23, and I've got Christopher Hogwood with the Academy of Ancient Music, now on KPR. A charming ending there. Haydn Symphony number 23, Christopher Hogwood and the Academy of Ancient Music. A Haydn Symphony we hadn't heard for a while here on KPR. I love the way it ends. Mozart coming up. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And as you know, we've got a lot of great supporters that keep us here on the air. I would like to thank Cromwell Solar, since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. And, you know, if you would like to become a supporter or a member, that's a really great thing. It helps us out. We have also monthly sustaining memberships, which is a great way to support us, too. You can go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. There's even a fun thing. If you're 70 and a half years or older, you can consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA. Telling you, lots of great ways to support classical music. And like I say, classical music will save the world, so help us keep it on the airwaves. I know, being a violinist, I often play a lot of string concerti. Right now, something for you wind players out there who I love very much. And I also, well, I might love you more than I love the wind outside. Clarinet Concerto by Mozart, Franz Bruggen, and the Orchestra of the 18th Century. I've got Thomas Eric Hoperich on clarinet right now on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart Clarinet Concerto here on KPR, Franz Bruggen, the Orchestra of the 18th Century, and Thomas Eric Hoperich as the great clarinetist. More music coming up next hour, more fun, literally, on KPR.
75.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR, beginning at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas. Creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Fun music, literally with fun in the title, next hour, and some goose. NPR News up next, then more music on KPR.
Up their bid for asylum, and as of Monday night, we're flying to Oman and possibly back to Iran. Concerns have been raised about the women's safety back in Iran. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 386 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. Funiculi, funicula, here on KPR, fun in the title, twice. That was the Czechoslovakian Radio Symphony Orchestra. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I hope you are all doing well. I've got something about a goose at the bottom of the hour. Start guessing which composer that's by. That was a big hint for you. We're up to 18 degrees. It's sunny, but it's cold. I hear we're getting warmer towards the end of the week. Thank goodness. I am ready for the spring weather, as is Mally. Helping to make classical music possible today on KPR is Mally Sisson of Manhattan, a longtime listener member from Manhattan, Kansas, hoping for lovely spring weather. I agree. Many thanks, Mally, from everyone here at KPR. All right, something with fun in the title that might be less fun, a funeral march, the famous one from Piano Sonata No. 2 by Chopin, everyone's favorite. It is beautiful. We're going to listen to the entire sonata right now on KPR with Daniel Barenboim at the piano. Enjoy. Daniel Barenboim here on Kansas Public Radio performing Chopin's Piano Sonata No. 2 with, of course, that famous funeral march in it that starts out, oh, so sad, but such a beautiful moment in there, too. I'm Destiny. Hope you're doing well this morning. I've got one more fun listen coming up for us about a goose. I tried to give some of you that obvious hint to see if you could guess which composer it is. I'll tell you in just a minute. This is KPR from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and support for classical music here on KPR comes from Working with Dreams. Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst, assists those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com. Dreams are fun. I'm dreaming of Ravel's Mother Goose Suite. That's what it is. The one about the goose. Here we go on KPR. Pierre Monteau with the London Symphony Orchestra. Ravel's Mother Goose Suite here on KPR, Pierre Monteau and the London Symphony Orchestra. A lovely way to end our morning. Jeff Watson is in with more classical music for you, especially music for you violin lovers, which is a plus. We all know how much I love the violin, since I play it, of course. And I play the radio. Thanks for being here with me, folks. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. I've got a lot of good stuff coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Always great music and news, and oh, there's something right now.
KPR's
sounds like fun to me. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Looks like we've got also some French chamber music coming up and Janacek's orchestral dances, all for you from 12 to 3 with Jeff Watson in I am Destiny. Let's all hope for warmer weather coming the rest of the week. Can't wait. It's about 12:01. NPR News is up next. And then, of course, more classical music for you right here on your Kansas Public Radio.
Industrial average was up more than 400 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Jungle House, introducing their in-house workshops, including DIY terrarium and cactus bars, open every day. Details at junglehousegoods.com. Beginning with the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Christopher Hogwood, and from composer Christoph Willibald Gluck, Dance of the Furies. From Orfeo and Eurydice, here on Kansas Public Radio. More classical music for Monday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you. Coming up, we've got a little French chamber music, a few numbers from composer Maran Marais of the Baroque time, with Trio Settecento. The Rochester Philharmonic as well. We've got orchestral dances from the Czech composer Leos Janáček, Latkian dances, folk music from the Wallachian region. That's all a part of our noon hour today on Kansas Public Radio. Next, we'll indulge a recording of the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, and this is for violin lovers. We've got music from a 19th century German composer who was also one of the great violin virtuosos of his day, music by Louis Spohr, a great performer, even going so far as to modify some of the instrument itself, the black chin rest on violins. That was a Spohr innovation. We'll hear Violin Concerto No. 14, the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, with violinist Ulf Hulscher, conducted by Christian Frohlich, here on KPR. That recording of the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, violinist Ulf Hulscher and conductor Christian Frohlich, all together in the 14th Violin Concerto in A Minor by the German violinist and composer Louis Spohr on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 12:30, and still to come in the second half of the hour is the Rochester Philharmonic. In just a few minutes, they'll bring us Latkian dances, orchestral dances, from Leos Janáček, still to come on a Monday afternoon. Helping to make classical music possible today on KPR is Mally Sisson of Manhattan, Kansas, a longtime listener member, hoping for lovely spring weather. Many thanks from everyone here at KPR for your support, Mally. As for the weather, it is right now on the KU campus 22 degrees with -6 wind chills. Today, it's not going to get much warmer, a high of 31. Sunny skies, though, with 35-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Tonight, mostly clear skies, chilly temperatures, a low of 14, but it's going to start to warm up by tomorrow. It'll be about 50 on Tuesday and about 70 with sunny skies by Wednesday. Next on KPR is the ensemble Trio Settecento. We'll indulge in a bit of French chamber music of the Baroque time as we hear Prelude and Chaconne from composer Maran Marais on KPR. Eighteenth-century French chamber music, Prelude and Chaconne by Maran Marais, performed by Trio Settecento on Kansas Public Radio. 12:38 now, and coming up at the top of the hour, NPR News, of course. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday afternoon on KPR. You know, no matter how you get your news of the day, whether that's in your car, at the office, at home, or on the go, your support ensures that KPR will always be your place for news about the things that really matter to you, whether they occur around the globe or down the street. KPR never lets up in its commitment to serve our listeners, because you matter. Make a difference? Donate now. Over at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for your support of KPR. One more performance for you in this noon hour, and it'll be brought to us by the Rochester Philharmonic. Conductor David Zinman, and music by Czech composer Leos Janáček. One of his first major orchestral achievements, from 1888, a collection of orchestral dances that were based on folk songs found in the mountainous Moravian Wallachia region in the East Czech Republic. We'll hear Latkian dances next on KPR. The Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor David Zinman, music by Czech composer Leos Janáček, from 1888, Latkian dances on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m. now, and coming up next is NPR News. In the next hour of classical music, we have Bach as well as Bach's. From Johann Sebastian Bach, one of the violin sonatas, and a beautiful tone poem called The Happy Forest by Arnold Bax, there'll be that, along with a few surprises. Stay with us for more wonderful music here on KPR. 22 degrees currently on the KU campus. I have about 31 for this afternoon. Sky's sunny. You're listening to KPR.